need, how we need to see that Christ's resurrection was his crowning testimony to the rational credibility of our faith. That what he taught is to be believed. What he commanded should be followed. Why? Because though what he said was spoken with human lips, behind that human voice was the living Almighty, all truthful God. I think it is worth quoting what happened when Christ rose from the dead. Remember the apostles, the men, all women retreatants love this. I asked them, who are the persons who came early? Not even bright and early, already dark, or still dark, to the tomb. Was it the men or the women? Not a single man. Oh, the women love it. The men were in hiding. Finally, you remember, after talking to the two disciples on the way to Emmaus, and the apostles were astounded to hear what those disciples were relating. Then, says the evangelist, and I'm quoting, while they were talking of these things, that's the disciples from Emmaus, Jesus stood in their midst and said to them, peace be to you. It is I. Do not be afraid. What this world needs is believing, fearless men, masculine gender. And he said to them again, peace be to you. But they were startled and panic-stricken and thought they saw a ghost. So he said to them again, why are you disturbed? Why do you doubt? See my hands and my feet. It is I, myself. Feel me and see me. For a ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you see I have. Then, having said this, he showed them, pardon me, a man speaking to men. All the great heretical philosophers and theologians, with almost no exception in the church's history, were men, masculine gender. But they were still unbelieving and marveled for joy. he said, a last resort. Have you got something to eat? Oh, how hard it is to convince men. I taught my Jesuits for 25 years. And the smarter they are, the harder it is for them to believe. Christ asked them, have you anything here to eat? So they offered him a piece of broiled fish and a honeycomb. And when he had eaten in their presence, so he only had taken a picture of the apostles watching Jesus eating this fish and honeycomb. Then he took what remained. Talk about being neat. He took what remained. He had his full and gave it to them. Now that I've eaten, my dear unbelieving apostles, here, you take some food too. You can use it. That's Luke, the physician, chapter 24, verses 36 to 43. How we need to recognize why Jesus rose from the dead. As we'll see, because we are just on the fifth, am I correct? Fifth of our meditations. We've got seven more to go. One reason, as we shall see and expand upon, that Christ rose from the dead, because all the grace that Christ won for us on Calvary is communicated through his humanity. From Christ is God, through Christ is man. He rose from the dead so that through his humanity he might communicate the graces that by dying in the body that he foresaw he would raise from the dead, that humanity would be the channel, as we've said before, the conduit, the means through which, by which, the graces that when we need to be saved would be communicated until the end of time. But also, as we've emphasized, to make clear, first to his own contemporaries, and then to us, that our faith is built on the solid rock of historical fact. There is in Christ is alive. Again, as a prelude to what we shall deal with at great length. Having become man, God intended, planned, to remain man for all eternity. Christ is not only a historical memory. Christ is a present day living reality. And it's here that we have the foundation for our faith in the Holy Eucharist. That is why, over the years, I've tried whenever I could to have the Blessed Sacrament exposed during our retreat conferences. So the risen Christ, He's here. He's here in Barrington. He's here in, well, Greater Chicago. He's in the United States. Do Chicago and the United States need Christ? My Lord. Christ the miracle worker. Does the United States need miracles to be converted? You better believe it. Mary, Mother of the Risen Savior, you never doubted for a moment that your son, even as he was hanging on the cross on Calvary, would rise from the dead. You were the first one whom he visited after his resurrection. For some 15 years after his ascension, you remained on earth and received your son into the same body in which he was conceived and from which he was born. Obtain for us from Jesus something of both your deep faith and your divine son, the God-man, being both in heaven at the right hand of his heavenly Father and on earth in our midst in the Holy Eucharist. But obtain also for us something of your unwavering hope and confidence that provided we follow out your directions to the waiters at Cana, while we do everything that he tells us to, we too will join you and him in that endless resurrection day for which we were made. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Yeah.